This is John Ching. Right now, I'm here with the governor of the great Hoosier state of Indiana, Eric Holcomb. Governor Holcomb, can you tell me, through your position as governor of Indiana, what is your perception on FFA with the future of agriculture?
Well, it literally determines the future of agriculture. It is not just resting on this rich heritage or foundation of leaders that have watched our state forge itself out of the forests back in the early 1800s to the place where we find ourselves today, where the laboratories go hand in hand with the very soil of our earth. And to think about how you realize a higher yield, how you call up someone on the other line that might have been a neighbor before and now it's the plant geneticist. We've come a long way, baby, and we're going to continue to go far so long as the FFA continues to grow. And so this is one of those organizations, again, that puts me and my gubernatorial cohorts in a good mood, knowing that this organization is growing and the vibrancy of the organization is yielding new results, fresh perspectives, new ways of thinking about things, new energy. And as that occurs, our communities grow as well. Because one thing we know about folks, members of the FFA, is that they give back to their community. They're tethered not just to the homestead, but to the community. And so a model of civic involvement in addition to whatever they're studying and whatever their chores and jobs are part-time as they're going through school and this program.
Why should FFA members be politically engaged as they start their careers in agriculture?
Well, politics directly or indirectly has an effect on everyone's lives, including your own. And I would encourage FFA members, because of how organized they are to begin with, because of the way they think and approach problem solving, that this is desperately needed in public service as well. And so I think they're gifted, quite frankly, and in shape to have these type of discussions revolving public policy. And then just throw in an extra dose of expertise, and maybe it's instinct and experience growing up around it, but their level of expertise is not surpassed by anyone else their age in any other field. And so to know the political ramifications that come with all these new discoveries, how we're pushing the envelope, how we're doing more with less, how we're doing it faster, safer, cleaner. All these issues affect the way that we feed and fuel the world, including your own neighbor. And so there's no better spokesman for public policy than those 20,000 blue corduroy jackets out there that could with little preparation, give you a perspective that's well-grounded.
What would you say your favorite part of your job as governor is?
Getting inspired by groups like the FFA and by innovators. And no matter at what part of their journey in life that they're currently occupying, when you look out and you see tens of thousands of focused individuals and you know how they apply themselves each and every day, it's inspiring to know where that's going to lead to. And one thing I've learned is how small the world gets as we get more and more connected, and how fast the world turns because of all the innovations that are being spun off simultaneously all over the world. And so that connection and that proximity really serve to those who are very industrious, who are fearless, who are willing to push it, fail, learn from it, and get right back at it. That's what this filled up stadium represents to me, and it fills me with a lot of joy.
For National FFA, I'm John Ching.